All right, everybody, how are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 154. Now, you guys have saw my last couple of episodes. They were video episodes. This one is going to be an audio-only episode because I'm not near my camera. So this is going to be just audio. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, that's why a video didn't pop up. Okay, let's just get into it. Now, I just want to say this. People really think that they have privacy. You really don't, because everybody's walking around with a high definition camera in their pocket that's in their phone. Everybody. So every time you see a crime on TV, what do you see? You see videos from Ring cameras and Blink cameras and this camera and that camera that's attached to someone's house. There's cameras on every building. There's cameras inside of stores. There's cameras everywhere. So when you go out of the house, you have no privacy. People see everything you're doing. Have you ever been standing there talking to a friend of yours, seeing someone across the street or across the road or in a car someplace doing something embarrassing and stupid and goofy, and you stand there with your friend and you secretly laugh at them? That person doesn't know you saw them. They think they're digging in their nose in privacy. They think they're digging in their backside in privacy. They think they're sticking their hand in their armpit and smelling it in privacy. They think they're singing that song and look like a dope in privacy. They don't know you're standing there laughing at them with your friend. Now, that being said, that means that when you've done something dopey outside, I'm pretty sure you've either dug in your nose or wiped next to your nose. And when people see, when you wipe next to your nose, people just see your hand coming from your nose. Now, you may just have been wiping your top lip. Maybe you're rubbing your mustache down. We do that sometimes. But all they see is your hand coming from your nose area. And they're driving down the street. Oh, that guy was digging in his nose. Ah, nose picking. Ah, he's gross. Ah, the dude in the Ford is disgusting. Ah, right? People see everything. Sorry. People see everything. You don't even realize it, but you are starring in a reality show and the audience is your neighbors and the people in your neighborhood. Yeah, I said it. You think people don't see what you're doing, but they see everything. If you got one of those cameras on your belt, how many times has the motion detector gone off and you've seen your neighbors coming home late, right? And they can't wait until they get into the house and a little something happens right next to your doorstep. They think because it's dark that nobody sees it. All of these doorbell cameras have infrared lenses on them, which means they can see in the dark and they can see what you did. Oh, they saw what you did. And I'm going to tell you right now, nice work, you two. I mean, not me. I definitely didn't see anything. And I definitely didn't download it. And I definitely don't watch it at different intervals. Don't judge me. Shut up. But what I'm saying is people see everything. Sometimes people just choose. Most times people just choose not to say anything, right? Like when my neighbors come outside, I don't go, "Hey, buddy, you lucky guy. Ha ha. Woo, she's nice. Hey, lady. Hey, I wish I had a lady like you. I'll tell you that much." Moving on. Don't judge me. Shut up. Of course, I'm just kidding. That's just part of the sketch for the podcast. It definitely didn't happen yesterday, and it's definitely not going to happen again tomorrow. Once again, shut up. But we really do. Think about it. When you order something from Amazon or Wayfair or Walmart, because they want to advertise the product, there's a big giant picture of the product on the side of the box. So people know what's going in your house. They don't say anything because it's really not that big of a deal. Nobody cares that you got a new 32-inch television. Nobody cares that you got a new printer. Nobody cares that you got a new computer on your porch. Nobody cares because your neighbors aren't thieves. There's porch pirates, but I'm not talking about. We're talking in a non-porch pirate situation. But your neighbors see that. When you go shopping, your neighbors see what's in the bags that go into your house. Your neighbors see that. They know what kind of food you're eating. They can see what kind of food you're eating by looking at the top of the recycling bin. They know everything about you. Hmm? You don't think your neighbor saw the pregnancy test box in the recycle bin? Hmm? Did you notice that the neighbor that was a little standoffish all of a sudden starts hanging around and asking you questions about kids? Yeah, I have kids. You ever think about having kids? You guys ever think about having kids? Well, I don't know. Well, you may think she doesn't know, but she knows. Why? Because she saw the pregnancy test in the trash, the box, right? She also saw your husband come home. Right? She saw him walking down the steps, bouncing down the steps like he's in a movie. She knows he's that happy because she saw the pregnancy test. He's happy. You are pregnant. She knows it. She's just waiting for you to say something. Maybe you don't want to talk about it right now, but she already knows. Yeah, Jack. All of a sudden she's going, oh man, I'm telling you right now, my family, yeah, they have a lot of baby clothes. I'm thinking of taking them to the Goodwill. Do you know anyone who could use them? You know, maybe I won't take them into the Goodwill right now. I'll probably hold on to them for another 3 months or so. You know, you never know who could use baby clothes. Well, I'm going to go back to my house and keep the baby clothes in a box by the front door just in case somebody needs them. Right? People know what's going on. If you work in an office, don't think people don't know what's going on in an office. Have you ever seen the office romance that people try to hide and they are horrible at hiding it? Do you know how many times when I worked in offices, when I was getting it on with a lady there, I was dating someone there, and you weren't really, they didn't say you couldn't date another person that works there, but they didn't necessarily want you to do it. They didn't say you couldn't. They didn't threaten your job. They just kind of frowned upon it because they didn't want any problems. They didn't want any problems. And under normal circumstances, I would just say, hey, I am just not going to deal with anybody. She looks like Halle Berry. And I overheard her in the break room saying she thought I was cute and she wished I'd make a move and ask her out. Well, guess what's about to happen? I made a move and asked her out, and she said yes, and I'm not going to say what happened after that, but it rhymes with getting it on regularly. Wait a minute, that's not rhyming, that's the actual thing. Well, anyway, we were getting it on regularly. She was my girlfriend for a while, right? But we didn't let anybody in the office know. Just her best friend knew. Even my friends didn't know. At least I didn't think they knew. They figured it out pretty quickly, right? And you know your friends can be pieces of crap, not hardcore pieces of crap, just messing with you pieces of crap, roasting you pieces of crap, giving you a playful hard time piece of crap, right? And I had some friends in the office. You know, we both had the same, some kind of the same friends, right? And they knew, and they just wanted to bust us. They knew what was going on, right? All of a sudden, we both disappear at the same time, right? We go down to have lunch, and instead of getting with the collective group, I go, you know what? I got to go run an errand at lunchtime. I didn't run an errand at lunchtime, and she wasn't running any errand at lunchtime. You know what we did? We went someplace to eat where we could be alone for the hour and not have people be all up in our business. Yeah, I said it. But the people in the office wanted to play games with their slick behinds. They decided they wanted to mess with us with their slick behinds. So what did they do? They had a guy hit on her in front of me. And fortunately for me, I am an entertainer. Even back then, I was doing a little comedy, a little acting, you know. So I was very effective with acting like I didn't care, right? A little too effective because she was mad. Oh, so you don't give a crap if that guy hit on me? You don't care? I said, and I told her what it was. She was like, well, for the first half of our hour lunch right after that incident, she did what I like to refer to as scream at me and treat me like crap. And then I explain, I said, you know, I'm a performer and it's very easily, it's easy for me to make people think what I want them to think. I do comedy. I do a little acting on the stage, you know. She goes, oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So it's, you know, I kind of do that. She goes, oh, my, well, you had me fooled. I said, yeah. And she almost got in trouble. Right. And then those idiots send the lady to come hit on me in front of her. Right? And I'm not interested. I wasn't interested. I wanted to be with the girl I was with. But she's looking at me, man, and I'm telling you, if eyeballs could murder someone, they would have jumped out of her head and literally bludgeoned this woman to death. And I'm looking at her and I can see she's got her fist is balling up by her keyboard and her legs is starting. She got that 1 foot tapping, you know, she's got the mouth all curled up. And I'm looking at her trying to give her the eye signal to say, cool it. And she's like, and she's getting mad and she's, and I get up. I said, excuse me. I got to take her. I walk by the dad, write a little note real quick. I walk by the, excuse me. And I say her name and I said, yeah, do you have that file in the Johnson file? And I walk over and I throw a note over the desk and the note's like, calm down. I'm not interested in her. I think we're being set up. I think our friends set the girl up. Don't worry about it. I'm with you. That's it. And then she calms down. But because they kept playing pranks on us, we basically had to go to lunch with these idiots. And we sat there and she sat next to me and she kind of hugged up on me. And they're like, yeah, we knew it. I said, yeah, I know you knew it. But why would you do that crap in the office, man? I mean, you know, the office is kind of frowning on it. All right. So stop trying to bust this out and get us in trouble. Calm down. Stop. Right. And as it turns out, I wish they would have not stopped, because this lady was the most jealous human being in the history of the world. And I had to break up with her. Fortunately, I left that job and did something else. And then we kind of, you know, after she weirded out on me a few times, she kind of got the message and we separated. And so of all my girlfriends, there's only like two or three that I'm not friends with. And two of them, one of them is like way on the other side of the country. And we're cool. We're not friends because we're not around each other. But if we ran into each other, she'd go, hey, it's Anthony. And she'd give me a hug and she'd kiss me on the cheek. The other one's out of the country. I lost track of her. But, you know, I guess I'll find her. She will find, maybe she'll find me on Facebook or some crap like that. But who cares? We haven't seen each other in 20 years. What difference does it make? And this one, woo, that's all I'm going to say. Right? But there's many, many times in your life when you think people don't know what's going on. But they do know. They do know. You know, I've had young relatives that have given me rides to places, and I've seen them drive when I was driving, and I saw how they were driving, and I recognized their car. I'm going, why are these? Next time I see this idiot, I'm going to put my foot in his behind for driving like that. You know, or she driving like that. I'm going to get on her about the driving like that. And then I get in the car with him. And all of a sudden, I am now going to drive at exactly the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to get in. I'm going to get in trouble with him. Exactly the speed limit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop at stop signs for 4 seconds just to be safe. Because I don't want to hear any crap from him. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to use my turn signals. And I remember sitting next to one of my young relatives and I'm literally laughing, trying to suppress a laugh in the passenger seat. And they look at me like, what's so funny? I'm going, you know, daggone well, you don't drive like this. If I'm not in the car, you driving like this. Cause you know, I'm gonna get in your backside. Metaphorically speaking, I don't hit people. I don't actually spank kids. You know, I'm going to kick you behind if you drive like an idiot. Once again, metaphorically speaking, I don't believe in corporal punishment. And you know that. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, good. Keep doing it. But I know how you really drive. You ain't fooling me, sucker. You're not fooling me. We've been there before. Right? I remember one time it was a lady. I was dating a lady and she had a couple kids. And because she had had kids, she, you know, she, when she laughed or sneezed, a little bit of pee would come out. That's normal. That happens to people. That's really not that big of a deal. But for some reason, she was embarrassed by that. Embarrassed by that. And she would hide the little pads. And at first, I was like, I didn't know. I was kind of young at the time. And I thought they were like tampons. I'm like, why is she hiding tampons? I mean, does people, she doesn't think I know that women use tampons? Why is she hiding, why is she hiding tampons from me? I don't even understand why she would do that. And then I noticed that how many she had. And normally, I was like, good God. I mean, I had been with, she wasn't my first girlfriend. So I had been at ladies' houses. I knew about the whole tampons things. I bought the tampons and I did the math on the number of pads she had. And I'm sitting there going, does she have her period is all month long? What the heck is going on here? Right? Hiding the pads. There's no reason to hide the pads. I know they're there. Right? I'm coming down the stairs while she's doing laundry. She's about to throw the clothes, the panties she has on into the laundry. Right? There's no reason to have any drawers on. You know, her kids were gone. Her kids were off. I forgot where they were, but whatever they were, they were like either with their father or some camp or some crap. So she's not, she's not going to wear anything around the house. It's just me and her then. I've seen her naked 800 times. It was really not that big of a deal. Right? So she throws it in there. And she throws the pad into the washing machine and turns it on. I don't know if you know what happens when you put certain things into a washing machine and they get washed. Because she forgot she did it. And she goes, hey, babe, while I'm up here cooking, could you go take my stuff out of the washing machine and put it in the dryer? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem, And I go downstairs, and I think that was the moment she realized what she had done. Because her basement was, kind of a little, it was a little bit of steps. It was some good steps. And she was in the kitchen. And I think the realization of what happened, of what she had done. You know how you do something unconsciously and you don't remember it until later on and you're like, oh my goodness. Like say for the sake of argument, you forgot to unplug the iron, but you don't remember it until you're already on the freeway and you're like, oh, right? You're supposed to pick your kid up. You're on your way home and you realize, oh my God, it was not his turn to pick up the kids. It was my turn to pick up the kid. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Right? Something dumb like that. It's like, hey, where's my coffee? It's on the roof. Right? And she must have been sitting there chopping onions and went, oh no, my pee pad is in the washing machine and he's going to go say it. Bum, 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 bum. Can't let him see it. It might gross him out. I don't want to acknowledge its existence. Dun, dun, dun. And I hear steps running from the kitchen, running across the room, coming down the steps. She runs past me and that little woman hit me so hard running past me. She hits my right arm and spins me around. I got it, baby. You go chop those onions. And I'm like I said, I'm kind of oblivious to what's going on. I'm like, there's no problem, girl. What are you talking about? I grab her and I give her a kiss on the forehead. Come on now. You don't have to do everything. I'm here to help you out. No. You don't have to do it. And I open up the washing machine and I stuck my hand in. My hand was in. You see, those pads have some kind of little gel in them that absorbs the, the liquid, And a washing machine is full of liquid, right? Yeah. Much more liquid than this gel is supposed to absorb. The gel is supposed to absorb, the amount of liquid that a human being would expel, in little bits. But washing machine has a lot more water than that. Yeah. Washing machine actually spins and gyrates and twists, like if something that was, like a gel that was fragile, which was inside of the washing machine, that's gyrating it. It's going to tear that thing into little jelly pieces. Yep. Then it spins. It's a centrifugal force, like a centrifuge. And it's going to take the stuff and the Throw it to the sides. Yeah. You getting a picture of what I saw when I opened up the washroom? You getting that picture? Are you getting it? Really? Are you getting the picture of what happened when I stuck my hand in said washing machine? Are you under getting a picture of what? Yeah. You want to know what my hand looked like when I pulled it back out of the washing machine? No. No, you don't. She's mortified. She's embarrassed. She's looking at me with this look of a horror on her face. And I looked at her and I'm going, you didn't have to hide these pads from me. I know they exist. You don't think I saw the box in the trash can? You don't think I saw them in the drawer? This is really not that big of a deal. If you weren't trying to hide this from me, you wouldn't have accidentally put this in the washing machine. And I got news for you. I'm not scraping this crap out of there. How about you scrape all of this crap out of there? Also, I'm going to go boil my hand and sandblast it. I'm going to go sandblast my hand and boil it. And then and then I'm going to finish chopping those onions, because it looks like you're going to be down there for about 15, 20 minutes scraping that crap out of there. And she goes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hide anything from her. I said, you don't have to hide anything from me. It's not that big of a deal. You know, human beings have different things. You know, I mean, maybe I have some things that you don't know about. She goes, oh, so you have something like this? And I went, hell no. I probably shouldn't have said hell no. Moving on. You know, and she, by the way, she's one of the girlfriends that I'm still cool with, by the way. You know, so if you're listening to this, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know what state you anything like that, right? I haven't talked to you in a few years, but you know, I mean, if you still single, I mean, your kids are grown by now. You know what I'm saying? I just embarrassed myself hitting on an old girlfriend that I haven't seen in a couple, in a decade and a half, or no, 2 decades. This is embarrassing. You know, because it was a really amicable breakup, you know, but, you know, amicable breakup. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, since the breakup was amicable, maybe you can come over here. Let me take care of that. Moving on. She gets the joke. Don't worry about it. She's cool with it. And yes, I am in contact with her. We're real cool. So, so I'm just saying that there's a lot of times when we think we have privacy. There's a lot of times when we think people don't see what we're doing, don't know what we're doing. They always know. They see everything. And like I said, your neighbors know what's in your house. Your neighbors see who goes in and out of your house. They see what you buy at the store. The people in the neighborhood see you walking around. Everybody sees everything, you know? So there's really no reason to be embarrassed about most things, because most people will see the gross stuff you do and they will, of course, laugh at you behind your back, but they're not going to say anything to you, okay? Except for you right there that's listening to this. Yeah, you're in the car right now. You. Yeah, you. Driving. Yeah, I know you're a big fan and I love you for that, but get out of your nose, bro. That's gross. I mean, seriously, man. Just get a tissue and just you know, blow. Just go. Just blow out. Whatever you were digging is going to come out eventually. You know what I'm saying? I mean, geez Louise, man. It's not like you got a sink in your car with some soap and water. You can wash your hands. It'd be different if you have to get in there and get something, but then you can, you know, wipe your hands off and then wash it with some soap and water. That's still gross, but at the very least, we can physically see you washing your hands. But I mean, come on, man. Don't you realize your spouse is going to have to drive that car and you're going to forget that you have nose chips all on that car, right? Maybe your son or daughter is going to drive that car. They don't realize they have nose chips from dad or mom. And then they're, come on, man. Come on. And no, that's hand sanitizer. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Hand Sanitizer. You think you're digging in your nose and hand sanitizer means anything? Okay, well, how about this? I'm going to have the person that makes your sandwich at the store you're going to right now, I'm going to have him dig in his nose and I'm going to have him squirt some hand sanitizer on his hands and then begin preparing your sandwich. Is that going to be, yeah, exactly, you won't like that. So cut it out. Can't have none of my listeners and fans and stuff digging in their nose. Cut it out. Okay, sorry to bring that up, but I mean, yeah, I most of y'all don't realize that I can actually literally see when you play this stream or download this. For some reason, I'm actually able to see when y'all do gross stuff, and that's disgusting. Stop it. I'm just kidding. Seriously, bro, get out of your nose. Stop it. That's gross. Well, folks, this has been episode number 154 of the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Much love to you. And listen, I don't want you digging in your noses, but I'm glad you dig the show. Do me a favor, okay? If you love the show, and you do, rate and review this show. 5 stars on whatever podcatcher or pod player that you're using, okay? If you love the show, and you do, go ahead and tell a friend or relative or anybody else you think would love to hear these wacky stories. And I will be doing interviews with comics and all these other kind of people later on this year. So I'll bring those back later on. I'm just setting some things up. If you love this show, and you do, and you see a link to the show on Twitter or Facebook or any one of the social media sites that I put it on, make sure you repost it, reblog it, or whatever the heck it is so we can get the word out, so I can get more people listening to the show so we can expand the family. And you guys are kind of like family, okay? Anybody that comes and listen to me say stupid crap this many times a week for this many years is kind of like family, because my actual family has been listening to me say stupid crap for 5 decades now. Not just 1 decade like you guys. Almost a decade anyway. Much love to you all, and I will see you again next time. Take care.